Hello children, you are listening to Podar International School podcast episode number 3. Today we are going to study about one new topic. The name of the topic is timelines. So at the end of this chapter, you will be able to define what is timeline and the terminologies like BC, AD, BCE and CE. And also you will be able to arrange all the events in the chronological order. So now children, do as I say. Just recall your flashback. Okay? The day when you were born. Then how you grew up slowly from a baby to a child. So do you remember some events? How you gradually grew up? First you were a baby, you were not able to eat by your own or walk by your own, right? Then slowly, gradually you started walking. Then you were joined into the school. You started studying. Isn't it? So this is your life events. In the same way, we arrange these events in a proper order on a timeline so that we can recall this even after many more years to come. Now you may ask, what is timeline? So timeline is a representation of the events over a period of time. Means those events that have happened over a period of time, that is represented on a line which is known as a number line. Okay, as you all have might have studied in the math class about the number line, right? So we represent these events on a line, and this is known as timelines. In the modern calendar, we label the years as BC and AD. What does this mean? So, BC means the period before the birth of Jesus Christ. So, the full form is before Christ. And the AD means Anno Domini, meaning in the year of our Lord. So this is basically after the birth of Jesus Christ. So totally there are two labels which we have given on the timelines. That is, one is BC meaning before Christ and AD meaning Anno Domini. Before Christ, the period before the Christ was born. AD, the period after the Christ was born. As you all know that Jesus Christ is a Christian God, right? So the people who didn't believe in Jesus Christ, they asked for a new terminologies. So the new terminologies came into existence. That is, instead of BC, they started using BCE, and instead of AD, they started using CE. BC or BCE means the same years, but the full form of BCE is before common era, and CE meaning common era. So BCE or BC, AD or CE. Okay, so the old terms are BC and AD, and the new terms are BCE and CE, meaning before common era and common era. So this is all about the terminologies. When we start arranging the events like before Christ and after Christ, we exactly come to know like what events took place priorly to the next event. So children, when you go on arranging these dates according to the events, so you will be able to easily write about the history of any country. So those people who write the past events are known as historians. Okay, the meaning of historian is, who is a historian? A person who writes the history. What is the meaning of history? History means past stories. Okay, past story is known as history, and the person who writes history is known as historian. We have to arrange these events in a chronological order. Now, what do you mean by this chronological? Chronology means arranging the events in proper order. Okay, from the beginning to the present. So this is known as chronological order. So children, here we complete our chapter known as timelines. Hope you all have come to know today's topic. If you all have any doubts, please text us, drop a message, we'll be replying to it. Okay, bye bye, have a great day.